The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Thank you, Joe Kelly, for that announcement. We appreciate it. And of course, you know, we have to run the disclaimers because everything we say on here is, well, it might be opinionated. Maybe not. Hey, do we all have to fall victim to that PSYOPs nonsense? Do we? Nah. Oh, there's so much shift show going on right now in D.C. It's unbelievable. The Democrats are turning on their own leader. Yeah. Sieg Heil! Yeah. Shut up, Klink. Yeah. So anyway, pleasant good morning. Welcome all of you to the Monday episode. It's Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday celebration. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah, that's what it is. Today is Martin Luther King Day. Everything is closed. It's another excuse for the government not to operate. You wish they could be closed 365 days a year, don't we? Yeah, I know. Anyway, this week, and it's News and Open Lines today. We're going to do that on Monday. We're going to just open the phones, open the lines, and talk about news, talk about whatever bothers you, if you want to call up and mildly vent. I know there's a lot to be pissed off about, isn't there? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I'm in a jovial mood this morning. I got my Texit Now coffee cup right here for those of you watching me on video stream. And I would let you know, we have 10% off Miracle 2 and Transdermal Minerals products. That's your magnesium oil and prill beads. And, of course, 10% off iComplex CS. We had Bob Abel on the show, Robert Abel, our doctor that is I learned a whole bunch of different things out there. Every time we have him on the show, we learn something new. And the whole idea is education. That's the thing. The OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle is also available. We're not going to let up on that promotion, I think. $53 will get you two boxes of silver lozenges, bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. Why? Because we want you healthy. Many of you listening to us on 7.490 shortwave in the Rents Radio Network, thank you so much for coming aboard, as well as AM/FM stations across the country who are listening to us live right now. Phone lines are open. Silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million. I have some right here in my water glass. It says Dave on it right there. See it? All right. For those of you, you can watch this video stream on our platform if you have internet. If not, well, hey, you know what? It's okay. You got the audio. Maybe you don't want to watch me anyway. It's too early, right? But I do want to give a shout out to Joe B. Joe B. He was it's not Joe Bob, okay? It's Joe B. He's a longtime listener with Joyce and drifted away with Daniel. I'm not going to ask why that happened. But recently he stumbled back on it. We're looking for an old archive and heard Dave. He's awesome. Well, thank you, Joe B. We appreciate that. Appreciate the kudos and accolades. I'm not patting myself on the back here. I'm just doing what I think is necessary. Doing what comes naturally. Oh, I'm dating myself again. You remember that from Oklahoma, right? Well, Jonathan in Colorado needs your prayers, folks. He needs a trailer. Anybody out there knows someone who has a trailer? And I'm talking about a camper trailer or a mobile home or something, because some meth guy apparently burned out both his places that he was living in Colorado. And so anybody that knows somebody that has access to digs, and I'm not talking about a FEMA trailer full of formaldehyde, I mean, something decent that's operational, that's functional. We're going to put Jonathan in our prayers because he needs some solutions here, folks. And if anybody's got connections and can help them out, we appreciate that. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. Just open doors. We say prayers a lot on this show, folks, and if you got something we need to pray about, please call the show. Because, see, here's the thing. The good book says, yes, friends, and you are my friends. The good book says that if two or more people agree on one thing, it shall be added unto them as long as their hearts are in the right place. And that's what's important here. And see, the thing is we pray, and we just pray that you continue to support the Power Hour, because we don't take government handouts here. We have what we call the Power Mall. And, of course, we have a Partners tab. And every time you go there online to thepowerhour.com and you click on the Partners tab, you'll see people like Heaven's Harvest. We really had to pick and choose the good stuff. And I'm telling you, that broccoli and cheese soup they have as part of that 72-meal kit, I'm telling you, I just, instead of 6 cups of water, use 5. Always test the recipes. And I would do it before you actually need it. And what I did was I steamed some broccoli, chopped it up. Steamed it just a couple of minutes. So it gets easier to cut. And then I dice up with a cutting board. I dice up the broccoli and put that in the soup with a little bit of Louisiana hot sauce. And man, is it ever good. I'm telling you. And my wife likes to add a little bit of pepper to it. But it really is good, and you can embellish. It's nice. You don't always – and this is the thing about directions. The government and everybody else in your life is always giving you directions. You can't get away from it. You go on TV, mainstream media, what are they giving you? Directions. PSYOPs. And see, the thing is, your mind will be free when you can tune all that out and think for yourself. That's called critical thinking, not critical race theory, critical thinking. See, critical race theory is somebody else's directions. We don't need that. No, not to survive. I mean, they've got half of America is in fear and the other half is like mad. And this is where the shift show starts, folks. This is all part of PSYOPs. We'll get to that in the news. But see, here's the thing. Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, and I'm talking about those who want to go out and get yourself a solar generator. I have one. It's in a Faraday bag. Bought that extra. But you get the Faraday bag, and you get the solar generator, and you get the panels. I got them all in Faraday bags. It's an emergency. About twice a year, you take it out, you charge it up, put it back in the bag. It only loses about maybe 3% of its charge over the course of a year, but I keep mine fully charged up. And, you know, I've got 4 panels. 6 will actually charge it up in about an hour and a half. But you can actually run your refrigerator and your freezer using sunlight if all hell breaks loose. And you need to make coffee or whatever the case may be, get your little Keurig out or whatever. You get a little hot plate or you have, you know, fortunately, if you have gas. Yeah, we'll talk about the gas stove thing. That's another rope-a-dope, folks. And when I say rope-a-dope, I'm talking about Sugar Ray Leonard, remember him? The fighter, Sugar Ray? For those of you watching me on video, you can see me swinging my right arm around like this. He would do that. He would swing his right arm around while he was hitting you with his left. You'd be watching the right arm, thinking the right arm was going to clock in. Nope, you got clocked by the other hand. See, that's the rope-a-dope. That's all about the government and the PSYOPs programs going on right now. And that's why we have Lion Energy there, you know, so that you don't have to buy into this stuff. You can be a critical, independent thinker. Optavita Hemp Products, we don't sell pot or hemp or anything like that on the Power Mall. But you can if you need hemp. Some people are finding medicinal uses for it. And that's, you know, your own choice as long as you don't stay stoned day and night. There's a lot of people out there that want to legalize marijuana. And this is, I think, was part of Obama's agenda. And if everybody in the country is stoned on pot and we get invaded, you're all going to be sitting around going, hey, far out, man. He's got a gun pointed in my face, man. Oh, dude, I think that means we're going to be taken prisoner, man. Oh, far out, man. Hey, man, you're a real cucumber head, you know, man? Yeah, old cucumber head, they used to call me. Yeah, Cheech and Chong. Had to do a little of that in there just to kind of emphasize and embellish the moment. Now, we have the Grow Network, which does not mean cannabis. I know a lot of you out there are probably doing that, and that's okay. We don't care. Don't tell me. Don't call the show and tell me. Some of you have, and it's okay, you know, as long as it's legal where you are. But a lot of you find medicinal use for it, and, you know, God put herbs on this planet for a reason. He also talked about moderation and not getting yourself in trouble, drinking new wine or whatever the case may be. Large network of gardening and prepping information from Marjorie Wildcraft. She's got the seminars for those of you that don't think you have a green thumb. She's one of our partners. James McCanny water filters. I have two of them. I've got the sterilizer and the purifier in the house running. It has literally diminished the sulfur smell coming out of the well. And I recommend them. My Pillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils, all partners here on the Power Mall and on Power Hour. And all you got to do when you go to the powerhour.com, click on the Partners tab and shop there, and that helps keep us on the air, and as well as your donations. You can do that specifically by going to the powerhour.com, click the Support Us tab, and you can make a donation like that. You can also follow us. We're on Truth Social. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. And those of you regular listeners out there know that if you get the email blast, and today's email blast is going to be loaded up. We got 55 news stories. Busy news weekend. In fact, I probably had 70 I could have loaded in there, but you know, when you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you're facing 70 news stories and you got to go through and edit, it's like, ah, you know. And I don't want to shock our producer out there. Catherine's doing such a good job with this thing. So you got to love. We're still open today, even though it's a holiday and the banks and the post offices are closed. See, and you wonder why our government is dysfunctional. What are you talking about, Willis? Yeah. There you have it. And, of course, the most important topics of our time. There is a video on how to survive 2023 with Dr. Joseph Mercola. I know there's a lot of you that don't subscribe a lot to what he says, but he came out with some interesting stuff that you really need to pay attention to. And if you're not getting the email blast, you should be. But there's a video out there. Now, those of you who have cell phones, if they're smartphones, you can watch us on video and you can also stream these programs. If you can get the links on your email, you can stream them and you can watch the videos, okay? Makes it that easy. But we're talking about supply chain disruptions causing food and energy shortages. This is one of the reasons why, you know, we have Lion Energy and Heaven's Harvest. I know a lot of you shop in other different places, and that's okay. But Heaven's Harvest is one of our partners, and that's what keeps us on the air. So the new eugenics healthcare, that's going to be a big one, and you've got to be totally aware of this because, see, here's what's going to happen. In November, they're going to launch another vax campaign. This November, they're testing the waters right now. They've got all these focus groups at Yale University, and they are going off on trying to figure out the best way to convince you to take the jab. How are we going to do this? We can't use the un-American thing anymore because that doesn't work. We can't use the pandemic of the unvaccinated anymore because that doesn't work. You know, they caught on to us. They're too smart now. You know, well, they're watching all these people that have taken the jab. You know that DeMar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills? You see, now the truth's finally coming out about why he fell over on the field. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? He just got his second Pfizer shot. Yeah. Finally came out. The truth came out, and now you know the rest of the story. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. When you mentioned about the sulfur in your well water,
yep.
I wanted to tell you what happened with me. We had to replace the submersible pump. Unfortunately, the guy that originally installed it, he made the roof so we could just take the roof off the pump house, and it went right down 110 feet. because we measured it when we got the thing out. And then later on, my husband passed before he was able to put in the auxiliary, you know, put in a hand pump. We got right. one of those FloJack kits.
Right.
And he had set it up to do it, so I didn't have to start from scratch, but I actually installed it. And, man, it was getting so heavy because you add the pipe from the top, as you're, and it was getting so heavy that I didn't go clear down as far as the submersible is.
Right.
And when I pumped the water out, I could smell the sulfur. But when I give the horse the well water, I couldn't, you know, and it wasn't. So I think the sulfur must be more at the top is all I could figure.
Yeah, well, it's a gas, and it does dissipate because if you, you know, fill something up from the well. Now, how deep is your well?
Well, the submersible pump was down at the end of a 110-foot pipe. And when I test the water, if you, for those who don't know, if you test your well water where the top of it is, you want to test it at the new moon to get the high point or the low point and the full moon for the high point.
So you're basically using that to test static pressure.
Well, that's where your water starts.
Right.
Here my water started 1 year, it was 48 feet when I tested it, and 1 year it was 51 or 41 when it was in some drought years. But anyway,
well, you know what? It still sounds like you've got a good water source at this point because mine's 440 feet deep. So that's how deep my submersible goes. Well, see, we're in the hill country and it's very rocky here. So, you know, that's how deep they went.
Yeah, I lived around Austin for a while. And when we were looking at property, it was, you know, that was the big expense. That in the putting in whatever kind of septic system you were, you know, because up here you do septic systems and leach lines, or this particular property has a what do you call it, a lagoon, you know?
Yeah, the lateral field with the tank.
Yeah, what kind of septic system did you end up putting in?
Well, we ended up having to put in aerobic, which uses electricity to operate, which is why I had to put in a whole house generator. Because you want to make sure that thing can run, because these three heads pop up out of the ground at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and water the lawn for me. And, of course, I had to put a block on one of them because it was spraying 360 degrees, even though you can adjust those things by law. The septic company who installed it cannot come out and adjust it to only go in a certain direction. And so it was hosing my birds, and I just said, no, we can't do that. So I had to put a block in front of it, and now it's watering the area. Now I'm starting to get grass out of the dirt, which is nice. But anyway, yeah, we added five new hens to the thing, and, of course, they're not getting along. It's going to take a while for them to integrate. But anyway, aside from that, you know, all is well. The sulfur gas,
water
it goes away.
That sulfur water should be good for your garden. I know I have clay soil here, and it's got a higher pH than what's good for, and so I buy gypsum and to help break up the clay, and but it's actually calcium sulfonate or something like that.
And the thing is, we don't have that issue because I'm doing raised beds, but I get what you're trying to achieve there with the clay bed.
So,
clay
anyway,
base is kind of hard.
Well,
I appreciate that. Thanks so much for your call.
Bye.
And you see, thank you. We have all sorts of interesting facts and tidbits that we throw out there. It's always fun. But see, the thing is that the threats, it's happening all over the world. And you know, I was having a chat yesterday with my daughter and my grandson, And he did not even know that they were having food riots in Paris. I'm like, oh, yeah, pay very close attention to what's going on, because the energy shortages, this Green New Deal, and now they want to take away your gas stoves, folks. That's another rope-a-dope. You saw the blowback on that. Mr. Trumpka, I have a feeling in 2024 will not have a job anymore. These bureaucrats that are sitting there making these rules got to go. I'm sorry, but you need to call your congressman, and they need to drag Mr. Trumpka out in front. And if they're going to parade people out in front of the congressional committee and embarrass them, because that's what they do, that's what they're going to do to all of Biden's witnesses. And you got to wonder about the Democratic congressman that was sitting there going, well, I think this is how it was planted. You know, I'm reading a few back channel stories, especially one we're including in your email blast by Cliff Kincaid from News with Views. And he's talking about a guy named Bob Bauer, who actually has access to the National Archives. He was an attorney in Obama administration. Now, what's to stop him from going in with an attaché case? And, you know, a little help from the FBI or the CIA and raid the National Archives and grabbing a bunch of classified information about Ukraine and all the other places that that administration went through. And going and depositing them all over. And see, the thing that Cliff is asking, Cliff Kincaid in his article, here's some critical thinking going on here. Because even if they did plan it, it's still embarrassing. Because, you see, Biden wanted to run in 2024, and maybe the progressives don't want him to run. And so, you know, when you see who all the progressive enemies are of the Democratic think tanks, and then it manifests itself through Congress, like Adam Schiff, Debbie Stabenow, who's retiring, Hag.
Who? It's C-Hag.
You know, when you see people like that, and Ilhan Omar even came out. I'm glad they're investigating him. I'm glad. I'm glad they appointed special counsel. Oh, by golly. You know, see, no. See, this is them. This is rope-a-dope, think tank nonsense. This is all designed to get you off track so you're not realizing what the real issues are. Anytime this crazy news comes out, you got to keep your eye on what Congress is doing, because most of the time they're trying to put stuff in out there and pass laws that we don't want. They're stealing our rights every time. That's the rope-a-dope. Every time something weird is going on and they draw your attention away, we call that a weapon of mass distraction. You know, if you watch Man of the Year with Robin Williams, interesting movie, he talks all about weapons of mass distraction. They got you looking away from the real deal and what's going on here in this country. Programmable central bank digital currencies. It's called the cashless society, folks. They get rid of the fiat currency. See, we already started with, we had gold and silver coin. Then we had silver certificates, which all had value. They were backed by silver. And you could actually go and take your silver certificate to the bank and say, I want silver. And the bank would give you silver in exchange, like value. See, that's when the note had value. And then, of course, they devalued it, debunked it, and came out with a Federal Reserve note. A fern is what the Patriot movement calls it. How many ferns you got? That's what they call it. It's a Federal Reserve note. And I love it because these kids out there today in the working class, they're so stupid. Somebody, by the way, won in Maine, won the $1.3 billion Mega Lotto. Wow, he's all excited. I get 1.3 billion ferns. Of course, they take taxes out. They got to take some of those ferns away. You don't get it all. See, that's how our phony system works. We have a fiat currency system. And see, what they want to do is move the fiat currency away and bring in another fiat currency called Ethernet. It's all ether. Poof. It's like crypto. It disappears when they want it to disappear. They can be used to control your behavior, your health. Oh, you didn't get your job. You don't get to eat. You see how that works? So what they're doing, this is a globalist cabal. Just because they're all rich and we're working stiffs, Now all of a sudden it's our fault? Really? We're trying to do what the Lord commanded us to do, and these phony libtards are up in Congress telling us they know better than we do because they have money, because they have power. See, they forget we the people elected them and who they're really serving. You know, and my list of 50 grew to 20, and now the 20 are involved in the Schiff Show. I watched that little thing with Chip Roy yesterday, sitting there blasting Jerry Nadler, the Jew from New York, blasting Jerry, another fat libtard. Man, I'm telling you, I'm just like, no sense. He's talking about Congress writing checks that Spotty can't cash. Well, there's one guy that realizes it. Chip Roy's from Texas. He's from my district, as a matter of fact. And, you know, you got to wonder if he's thinking like this, there might be maybe, what, a handful that are thinking like this. The rest of them all is like, does it really matter? I mean, we just have the Fed print more money. Wouldn't that be nice? What the heck would... How much tax burden or whatever the case it's going to mean. See, this is where the states have to start doing something. The states have to rise up and tell the federal government, no. Not going to go there. Not going to do that. Yep. Little Ross Perot there. Japan has launched an official investigation into the unprecedented numbers of people dying after getting the COVID jab. Amazing, isn't it? It's catching. It's contagious. Wow. See, that's how that works? Yeah. And then, of course, we have an article on there about Bill Gates and his philanthropic efforts, which have allowed him to gain unprecedented influence over agricultural and global health policies that threaten food security and human health. And the COVID-19 pandemic, of course, as you know, catalyzed a massive transfer of wealth to the rich. They've amassed immense profits, including Big Pharma, and now they want to figure out a way to facilitate getting you to take the jab. Yeah, they're gonna try to figure that out. You have to fight back, folks. You can't let them get away with it. And, of course, Joe in Arkansas, I know you're on the phone and you're holding here, but we're about like 1 minute from the break, so you don't have a lot of time. What do you have to say?
Well, can you hold me over till after the break?
I sure
think what
can.
I got to say would take more than 1 minute.
Well, that's fine. We'll hold you over till after the break, and then we'll continue this conversation. UK government, by the way, the British Conservative Tory government, is preparing to crack down on transgender males competing in women's sports, according to reports. And, of course, they're going to try to make conversion therapy for transgender individuals illegal. You see, somebody's getting tired of the wokeness over there. This is not just a U.S. kind of thing. This is worldwide, folks. Got to convert the world. Get them all to believe. We'll have more news and your phone calls after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. We're live in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. I had a dream. I heard it on the mountaintop. Yep. Yeah, we had a dream, all right. The dream our government would dry up and blow away. Oh, by the way, for those of you who are buying Nuke Protect, smart move. Guess what's going on now? And you thought we weren't getting directly involved. Our proxy war in Ukraine is now turning into something a little bit bigger. Enhanced training of Ukraine combat elements is happening in Germany. And who's training them? We are. U.S. forces are over there with the aim of having a battalion ready to field against the Russians within 5 weeks. Yeah, I remember, like, they tried to train the Afghani army. Oh, that was a joke. Wow, they want to teach them how to use the high mobility artillery rocket system known as HIMARS. See, they got an acronym for everything. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll continue on. That's why I said get Nuke Protect, because just a matter of time before Vladimir goes, all right, that's enough. Hits that red button. Joe in Arkansas, thanks for holding on. What's going on?
Yeah, happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah,
King,
thank you.
Day.
What you talking about with this?
Yeah, my definition of a holiday is a holiday is a day when people in private business have to work and pay taxes so that the people that work for the government can enjoy a day off with pay.
God, Joe, what a buzzkill. I'm being facetious, Joe.
You were talking to that state senator from Oklahoma, and one of the problems that he was, you know, wanting to solve was the problem of corporations donating to candidates, you know, buying huge corporations being able to buy off candidates. And I think the best solution to that problem that I've heard is there was a man named Alfred Addis that used to be
the co-host on a financial show. I've been on Al's show before.
Okay. And his solution to that problem was that nobody should be able to donate to a candidate's campaign unless they're eligible to vote for them. So unless you're in a congressperson's congressional district, for instance, and you're eligible to vote for that congressman, you can't donate to his campaign.
I love that idea if you don't live in that state.
And you can't vote for that person for senate, then you can't donate to his campaign. That would be a real good idea. You know, of course, we have this whole problem of California money flowing into Georgia to influence Georgia Senate elections and so on like that. It's happening all the time. So I think that's a real good solution to that problem.
I'm guilty, Joe. I live in Texas, and I donated to Lauren Boebert's campaign.
Well, the law says you can. You know, you were following the law, so there's no problem. You know,
but I understand the law. I know, but I understand the concept about, you know, the dark money and everything else. I think it would be a good thing, and then that I think would help make elections more honest, because then you don't they can only put up what the people of their district will allow them to put up. And I agree that Al Addis had a great idea when he said that. And thanks for bringing that forward again. I needed to hear that. I think we all did.
Very good.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Joe. That's wonderful. Gotta love it. Just see, come up with solutions. You see, that's how it works. I'm sorry, Lauren. Can't donate to you anymore. You know, I know you were one of the 20 holdouts, but we're going to see just how many bills you get passed. See, that's another way to decide whether or not you want to keep voting for these congresspeople is by the nature of the bills they put forward. See, now we got a new House rule out there that McCarthy agreed to that says we can only have one measure on the bill at a time to be considered, and each office in Congress has to be given 72 hours to review it before they vote on it. No more this omnibus garbage for the next 2 years. You see, that's all about lame duck, because, see, if you got all these bills to consider, that means things drag on very slowly, which allows the rest of Congress to get together and have all these committees where they can go in and make another shift show. Rope-a-dope, psyops. Yeah. Rah, rah, shikumba. Let's sit around and sing kumbaya. Yeah, let's get them all. Let's get them all riled up. We need to get America riled up. We need to have all those Republican voters out there that think they got screwed at the polls. We need to get them all excited. Let's get all these Democrats in front of committees, and we'll just blast them and hammer on them and ask them questions so we can all sit in front of our mainstream media TV and go, yeah! You know, get our yayas out. Wow, see? Rope-a-dope. Rope-a-dope! It's all a shift show, folks. It's psyops. They're playing games with your brain. And if you sit there and you watch this dribble, you let them in. You know, there's nothing you're going to be able to do to fix what happened in 2020. And if you thought they stole the election in 2022, then if you don't want them stealing it in 2024, you need to get together with your respective political leaders in your community, and you need to run this up the flagpole to the state level and stop this nonsense before it happens again. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute came out with an article I want to spend a little bit of time on in this segment. Trust in government is no longer possible. That is the title of the article. And then I have to, you know, I start reading this and I can't stop reading it. John, buddy, you hit the nail on the head here. How do you trust a government that continually sidesteps the Constitution and undermines our rights? You can't. See, and I've always been saying, John and I agree on a lot of this stuff. How can you vote for people that get in and are corruptible or corrupted and keep voting these same people in, expecting different results, expecting things to get better? They're getting worse. They're supposed to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. We don't serve them. They serve us. They consider us second-class citizens when they get elected. All of a sudden, oh, I'm a congressperson now. I'm important. Wow. When you consider all the ways that we the people, turning into we the sheeple, yeah. You consider all the ways we're being bullied, beaten, bamboozled, targeted, tracked, repressed, robbed, impoverished, imprisoned, and killed by the government. One can only conclude you shouldn't trust the government with your privacy, your property, your life, or your freedoms. And you have to put your critical thinking cap on and consider all this for yourself. You got to open up the mind and think about, well, let's see, what have I been watching where they tried to program something into my head to make me sit there and, yeah, get him, get in there, yeah, beat that guy up, yeah, put him on the stand, put him under oath and ask him 50 million questions like they tried to do with Fauci, like that liar's going to tell you anything? It's a shift show. I like saying shift show because, one, it attributes to the libtard Adam Schiff because it's what he really is. It is a show. Exactly what it is. And you can't say that word because the FCC will take issue with me. So we say ship show. That's what most of the commentators out there are saying. Whatever. The thing is, you cannot trust the government with your privacy, digital or otherwise. In the two decades since 9/11, remember that? That was another rope-a-dope. The military security industrial complex has operated under a permanent state of emergency. Called the USA Patriot Act, and it keeps getting extended and extended and extended. Now, we're not just talking about war powers. I mean, we're talking about all this gobbledygook that has come in and has given rise to a digital prison that grows more confining and inescapable by the day. I mean, consider wall-to-wall surveillance monitored by AI software fed to a growing network of fusion centers, rendering the twin concepts of privacy and anonymity almost void. By conspiring with corporations, the Department of Homeland Security has fueled a massive influx of money into surveillance and policing our cities under a banner of emergency response and counterterrorism. And then they're letting all these illegal immigrants into the country, really? You should hear, I got stories in today's email blast about what some of these illegal immigrants have been busted for doing, like breaking into jewelry stores. You see, it's just starting. People are going to run out of money. They're going to be hopeless. They're going to get to that point where, like, somebody that's been kicked out of their house and they're living on the street or in a tent, they're going to get desperate and they're going to do something crazy. And your house might be the target. Are you ready for that? Huh? All across the country, police are installing flock safety license plate readers as part of a public-private partnership between police and the surveillance industry. Yeah, these cameras upload data in real time to Fusion Crime Centers. So you have a transition from police state to a police-driven surveillance state. So they watch every car driving by. They get their license plate, and all of a sudden, boop, and it says, oh, Dave Krieger's out running around today. Wonder where he's going. Well, see, anybody that studies my habits, you know, I have regular stops in my schedule, so I look harmless. Don't do anything crazy. You can't trust the government with your property, and this includes mortgages. Oh, it's so tempting to go out and take a mortgage loan, and then when you default, like so many people in America are today, the number of foreclosures is starting to go up. It's cyclical, folks. There are certain points in time where they choke off the economy, people can't pay their mortgage. It's everything they could do to keep food on the table and the lights on. The first thing that goes is homeowners insurance. And when you cancel that because you can't afford to make the payments, guess what happens? You're in default on your mortgage or deed of trust. And that gives the bank the right to put force-placed insurance on you, which jacks up the price of your mortgage loan. And then you can't pay it anyway. So now you're in default on your mortgage loan, which brings about foreclosure action. It's one of the reasons why, as all part of this surveillance state, you know, you will own nothing and you won't be happy because you'll be living on the street. So Klaus Schwab is a pathological liar. He's a Nazi. So, you know, the thing is, when they've got access to those bank accounts, I mean, look at it this way. You know, this article by John White, I mean, this hits the nail on the head. The national debt is $31.3 trillion. Should we care? We're paying more than $300 billion in interest every year on that public debt to the private banking cartels, which Congress, of course, has an agreement with to protect. So those of you who think you're going to go out there and create your own money system, you're going to end up in prison. In fact, Congress has raised, extended, or revised the definition of the debt limit 78 times since 1960. So the government essentially funds itself with a credit card. Isn't that wonderful? What example? Leadership by example. This is why you have people like Congressman Chip Roy chewing out Congress like that did any good. They're not listening. Chip's venting and they're just sitting there. Let's pass another bill. Every time they use the word bill and they pass another bill, bill means there's money being spent somewhere. Money that the Republican held House now says, well, if you're going to spend it in one area, you got to cut it in another area. Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. Wow. And we're paying attention to this, huh? And of course, you know, when you consider the fact that half of America, 220 million people, I guess it would be almost two thirds. Yeah, let's be honest about it. You got 333 million people, 220 million is about two thirds, have become lab rats to the government's secret experiments with Big Pharma. And they paid all this money to these people in Big Pharma, and now they're trying to figure out ways. I mean, this is like MK Ultra, secret race-based testing of mustard gas on more than 60,000 enlisted men. I mean, just do your little history and you can find all that out. Conducting secret experiments on an unsuspecting populace. All those links are in your email blast because we want you to know what's going on. And then, of course, let's not forget the HPV vaccine. How many women did it sterilize? It totally shut down their ovaries. They'll never have kids. Oh, because, you know, even Governor Rick Perry from Texas advocated getting the HPV. Man, I'm telling you, this just gets even worse. And people fall for this because they want to trust the government with their lives instead of trusting God. They're trusting government at a time when growing numbers of unarmed people have been shot and killed for just standing in a certain way or moving a certain way or holding something, anything police could misinterpret to be a gun or igniting some trigger-centric fear in a cop's mind that it's got nothing to do with the actual threat to their safety. And even the most benign encounters with police have fatal consequences, folks. The number of Americans killed by police continues to grow. According to a report by Mapping Police Violence, police killed more people in 2022 than any other year within the last decade. And in 98% of those killings, police were not charged with a crime. So you think you're free? On paper, we may be technically free, but in reality, we're only as free as a government official may allow. So again, you know, that's why John Whitehead wrote Battlefield America, The War on the American People, and its fictional counterpart, the Eric Blair Diaries. We should have learned early on that a government that repeatedly lies, cheats, steals, spies, kills, maims, enslaves, breaks the laws, overreaches its authority, and abuses its power at almost every turn can't be trusted. But yet here we are, mass debating. Yes, I know, exciting. It's so exciting to all. We don't have to go into the closet to mass debate, do we? No, we can do it right here on the radio, 844-769-2944. You cannot mass debate in public. They can't allow that. Mass debating has to be done in private. I love plays on words. Wow. Mass debating. I think you've got that already, right? Did you have a good chuckle over that one? Let's all, hey, let me do my Clinton. Let's all mass debate together. Monica, get back in the closet. All right. Yeah. The U.S. government, like I said, in November, is planning to launch an overwhelming COVID-19 vaccine campaign. Boy, they just can't kill enough people. Got to blast that eugenics program out a little more. Watch for it. Social engineering. Watch for it. They're gonna convince more people to go out and get that booster so they can juice them up with more mRNA, and more people will be dropping dead. And we tried to tell them, but you can't. See, and I would be more concerned if I was one of the vaccinated, which I'm not. I would be more concerned about what the mRNA is doing to my body if I was vaccinated than sitting here playing tit-for-tat psychological warfare with my neighbor. So, you know, it's crazy. And all these classified documents found at Biden's Delaware home. Oh, not just next to the Corvette, of course. See, here again, why were they next to the Corvette? Who found them? And when did they find them? Think about all those things. Comer from Kentucky, the Representative James Comer from the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, demanding the visitor's log be made public. We want the visitor's log for Penn Biden Center. Every place that Biden goes, the lamb was sure to follow, right? Oh, my. Another shift show. Rope-a-dope. Yeah. Yeah, they want to demand transparency. Whether any individuals with foreign connections to the Biden family gained access to President Biden's residence and looked at these classified documents he's mishandled for years. Well, first off, you had to assume, how did they know the documents were there? Who found them and why did they find them? When they found them? Think about all of that stuff. They found them all of a sudden after Biden said I'm going to run in 2024, and all of a sudden they're attacking him. Here's a great way to discredit him now. All of a sudden we have all these documents being found in various places that are supposed to be in the National Archives. Somebody had access to them. Maybe the congressman that came out on mainstream media and said they might have been planted. Maybe he wasn't that far off. Think about it. It didn't happen until after Biden said he was going to run again and was about to launch a campaign. Now he got egg on his face. And it's undermined, according to Alan Dershowitz. Alan, were you on Jeffrey Epstein's private plane, the Lolita Express, at any time in your life? Did you have a little minor incursion? I get to ask that question. I'm a talk show host. I can do that. But see, when everybody hears the question, then they got to think about that. Yeah. Why is Dershowitz saying it undermines the Trump investigation? Like now we have a witch hunt after Trump because we don't want him running again either. Because there's younger candidates out there. We don't have to worry about croaking because they took the jab. Folks, it's just a matter of time before the switch gets turned on and people start dropping like flies. The sudden death thing, it's kicking into high gear. Or didn't you notice? Seriously. Oh, my goodness. Yellen is yelling, by the way. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the U.S. is projected to hit $31.4 trillion debt borrowing limit by next week. Hey, do they care? No, they don't care. Nobody cares. It's all part of the rope-a-dope. McCarthy said he would consider expunging Trump's impeachment. So what? What about Clinton's? Are they going to expunge his impeachments too? Now, turnabout's fair play. I mean, come on. The Democrats will all be screaming, everybody that's been impeached, we need to cancel them out. Expunge them too. Hey, everybody knows they're there. Expunging them doesn't make any difference. See, tit for tat. Got to make the Republicans happy. We got to do a little rhino move here. Yeah. Yeah, the first priority is to get our economy back on track, secure borders, make our streets safe again, give parents the opportunity to have a say in their kids' education, and actually hold the government accountable. But I understand why individuals want to do it, and we look at it. You see that nonsense? How that works? Wow. Meanwhile, the investigation in Georgia, the panel there disapproves their takeover of Fulton County's election. We're talking about the state election board. The panel observed substantial improvements in Fulton County elections and identified several areas for further improvements, but it's not recommended for the state of Georgia to replace Fulton County Election Board. Here we go again. More rope-a-dope. All of these people, Atlanta, Fulton County, where one in every 10 voters in Georgia lives, always known for their election-related issues. Oh, the urinal broke. Got to shut down the place. Let's bring in a couple of suitcases of votes. Huh? Folks, it's, you know, it is what it is. And Adam Schiff, the more that the stuff comes out, the information, the Russiagate lie, Adam Schiff is being held to the fire, man. Turning out to be more of a pathological liar. Same with Dianne Feinstein, folks. Goes right to the point about John Whitehead. You can't trust the government now, can you? Wow. That's John talking now. We will be back at the top, after the top of the hour break. Here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us for this hour. See you in the next hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.